540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha teen accused of killing his mother and stepfather in their home last year has pleaded guilty. Court records show 18-year-old Nikita Kassip admitted to two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Investigators say the killings were tied to an extremist plot that included plans to assassinate the president. Kassip was planning to plead guilty earlier this week as part of a plea deal. Prosecutors say several other charges were dismissed as part of the deal, but will still be considered during sentencing in March. Kassip faces a potential life sentence. People in Milwaukee have been protesting the fatal shooting of a woman by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Demonstrators have gathered at Cathedral Square and have marched through downtown streets. Organizers say several thousand people took part in the demonstrations. Prosecutors say an East Troy man broke into Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee and walked out with more than $18,000 in sound equipment and alcohol. Police say 22-year-old Benjamin Friedel entered through an emergency exit on December 17th. Investigators say security video captured a light-colored Dodge Dakota with vanity plates, later traced back to his grandfather, who confirmed that his grandson had the truck that night. According to police, Friedel admitted that he was responsible, but told them he had blacked out and didn't remember the break-in. The felony charge carries a possible sentence of up to 12 and a half years behind bars if convicted. Folks north of Milwaukee are standing up against a family's proposal to build a private pond. Dozens were in attendance for a town hall in Cedarburg last week to express opposition to plans by the family to use Cedar Creek to fill and maintain the private pond. A group was started called Save Cedar Creek, and a petition has circulated to stop the plans with thousands of signatures. Cedarburg leaders say the proposal to ban the private pond will be worked on until an application for the pond is submitted. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles, down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we generated, would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad start to the work week. Mostly sunny skies, a touch breezy, high temperatures near 40 degrees. For tonight, increasing clouds and mild with lows in the lower 30s. On Tuesday, a few rain showers possible, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.